Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin. In the previous parakim, we have learned how King David was a fugitive for his life from his son Absalom. We learned how Absalom publicly disgraced his father by lying with King David's concubines. This was all an attempt for Absalom to take over the kingdom. Keep in mind, as we've noted, in a deeper sense, Hashem had orchestrated these seemingly tragic events to take place to cleanse David of his sin with Bathsheba. In this parak, we will see how Hashem continued to orchestrate these events. Absalom will choose to listen to the advice of Hushai Arki, who was a spy for David, over the seemingly more logical advice of Achitophel. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayom Achitophel Absalom. Achitophel said to Absalom, Evchoron Ashtaim Asar Eilef Ish Vakuma Verder Fa'achere David Halayla. Achitophel told Absalom, gather together 12,000 men and then get up and I'll chase after David in the nighttime. Achitophel continued to explain, I will kill King David when he is exhausted. David's men will be terrified and flee immediately. Then I will return back to you and the nation will be behind you, Absalom. The Abarbanel explains, Achitophel did not want to endanger Absalom's life by Absalom going out to battle. Also, Achitophel felt Absalom wouldn't actually command his men to kill his father David. Therefore, Achitophel wanted to do the mission without Absalom present. Note, essentially, Achitophel's plan was to take a relatively small amount of men to quickly go in and kill David in a stealth manner. Achitophel's plan seemed good in the eyes of Absalom and the elders. In Pasuk Hey, Absalom then called to Hushai Arki. And Absalom then reiterated Achitophel's plan and asked Hushai for what he thought. Keep in mind, as we mentioned, Hushai was a spy for David in a covert operation whose sole purpose was to thwart the good advice of Achitophel. And Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Hushai el Absalom, Hushai said to Absalom, Lo tova etza asher yaitz Achitophel b'pamazos. The advice that Achitophel is giving you is not good. Hushai related, and he's a skilled warrior and is probably hiding in a different location than the rest of his troops. By bringing a small amount of troops, if one's heart weakens, it will affect and lower the morale of the rest of the soldiers, and David will win. Hushai proposes a new plan. Absalom should gather a tremendous army of all of Yisrael. This way, no matter where David was hiding, David would certainly be found and then killed, as a large army wouldn't even leave one pebble unturned. Hushai also recommended Absalom lead in battle to give strength to his army. Note, Hushai's real intentions were to buy David time, and by Absalom going to battle, the possibility for Absalom to be captured and killed remained, which is ultimately what had happened. Absalom and the men of Yisrael pronounced, Hushai Arki's plan is better than Achitophel's. The Navi now explicitly states this was Hashem working behind the scenes to bring negative consequences upon Absalom. As it says in Pasuk Yudalid, Hashem tziva lahafer es etzos Achitophel hatova. For Hashem had ordained to nullify the good advice of Achitophel. L'va'avur hevi Hashem al Absalom et hara'a. In order to bring calamity upon Absalom. And Pasuk Tezvav, in Pasuk Yudzayin, Hushai now went and told Sadok and Avyasar, the Kohanim who were also spies for David, to send a message to their children, Yonasan and Achimas, through a maidservant. Yonasan and Achimas were to tell the events that just transpired to David. They were to act as runners. Yonasan and Achimas were spotted and was told to Absalom. The two men quickly went to the house of a man in Bahurayim. The man's wife hid Yonasan and Achimas in a well and covered the well with a curtain so nothing could be suspected. This woman then diverted Absalom's servants. The Medrash Shmuel explains, who was this man's house? It was none other than Shimi ben Gera, who cursed David. However, Shimi's wife did not have negative sentiments towards David and protected David's men under her husband's nose. The Medrash Shmuel continues that Mordechai and Esther merited to have a niece to save the Jewish people in the time of Purim due to the wife of Shimi ben Gera, as Mordechai and Esther were descendants directly from Shimi ben Gera. The news reached David. David crossed the Yarden River hungry and tired. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, Achitophel, after not being listened to, went home and committed suicide. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzad Yamad Aleph, lists Achitophel as one of the four people who do not have a share in the world to come. In Pasuk Chav Dalet through Chav Tes, which is the end of the parak, Avshalom gathered a large army in pursuit of King David. Avshalom crossed the Yarden looking for David. Avshalom appointed Amasa as his new general. David arrived in Machanayim. Upon arrival, the Barzillai family gave David and his men food for them to eat because as David's men were traveling, they were exhausted, starving, and thirsty from their travels in the desert. And that's the end of the perek. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.